It's always nice, coming off a bye week to have a little bit of extra time, especially when you're transitioning into playing, from backing up. So that's been nice. It was good to have the Monday and Tuesday kind of extra days to get in a rhythm with the guys and get some extra work with the receivers. You know, I remember that we lost. It would be first thing. I remember walking down that tunnel in Lambeau, and it's real narrow there, and just kind of being kind of the first of many reflections, last week I was jogging out on the field against Charlotte Catholic to coach some high school kids, or 6 weeks ago, whatever it was before I got there. So I remember having that thought, and then I just remember getting in the game and feeling like, man, this is a football game, it's just another game. So hopefully it'll be the same thing. I don't know. I mean, I just think that's how I'm wired. I just think it's just the way I was made and the way it works for me, to be in the game is to go say something, say a little something extra to somebody, whether it's the special teams huddle or the defense or whatever. And everybody's different. And I don't know if it's right or wrong. It's just the way that I'm made and the way that I do it. Maybe it has a little bit of, maybe that's why I like enjoy the high school coaching stuff, because, it's just finding ways to serve your team and help them, some of them may roll their eyes and not get anything out of it. But for me, it makes it feel like we're all in it together and we're all pulling in the same direction.
Are you giving them pointers, or you can tell them what you're seeing?
No, it's more just encouragement. Yeah, I don't know if there's a whole lot of pointers I can give Julius, or Robbie, but for me it's just encouraging them. Just hey, go out and make a play and stuff like that, and hopefully just bringing a little extra juice and energy. And if they get something from it, great. If they don't, that's all good too. But it's really for me, it's. Keeps me connected. It makes me feel into it in the game, and so. Well, I mean, first off, it's a hats off to Dom Capers. He's a heck of a coach. And you ask anybody around the NFL, and I've never heard a bad word spoken about him. He's a heck of a football coach and a man, and so I think you got to give him credit. And then every staff is different, but I feel like we've shown this year. With our offensive game plans and our ability to move the ball, I feel like we'll be prepared. I feel like we'll be ready to put our best foot forward, as good as we ever have here in the past. So that's, obviously gives you a comfort level, as quarterback going into this game. Yeah, no doubt. I got to be mindful of that. But at the same time, it's just that balance. You got to be able to play the game and compete, but also understand, Jordan's been here a week or, 2 weeks now. And so obviously, the best thing is to stay healthy and to be smart when we're running. So do my best to do that. Yeah, no doubt. And I think number 12 for them does it too. You know what I mean? No doubt about that. And I would say it's just about playing each play, and not getting caught up in everything else, but just play that play in front of you. And you can only score one touchdown at a time or one fit. There's not one pass that's going to create 21 points. And there's not one play that's going to eat up 8 minutes of the clock. I mean, you just got to play one play at a time. And play efficient football and not get caught up in that, because you're right. I mean, it's overwhelming because whether Clay's out there or not, they're a very good defense. They fly around. Then that Aaron Rodgers is on their side. So there can be a sense of, man, how are we going to do this? But they've lost games. People have beat them. So it's just taking it a play at a time and just focusing on what you have to do that play. My voice is, first of all, it's got to quiet down, according to those guys. They said I came in the huddle and I was way too loud, so I was a little juiced up. It's neat. I mean, you have these personalities or whatever, and it probably starts with Jay being in there, but you step in the huddle and you know, you have these eyes on you and they're focused and they're locked in. And you know, there's all those dynamics happen, but as soon as you start talking, they're focused in and they're pros, you know, and they're focused on getting their job done. And they go out and do it. You know, you see it week in and week out with their execution. And so I think it's a credit to them to understand how to balance it. I think there are times, you know, when I've been in huddles where that you have those kind of personalities, and then you get up and there's, you know, a false start and there's delay game, and there's all these things that happen, and it's because those guys can't rein it in, or you can't handle it as a quarterback, you know. And so these guys, they do a tremendous job of being able to, you know, to have fun in between snaps, and all of a sudden, boom, turn it on, get focused, get to the line and do what we got to do. So it's been fun.